Right, let's start this one off with cricket. Proteas test coach Shukri Conrad feels the camaraderie in the camp has played a massive role in South Africa's victory against Sri Lanka in their first test match in Durban this week. South Africa were made to work by Sri Lanka's batters before winning by 233 runs at Kingsmead on day four yesterday. The visitors were bowled out for 282, set to reach 516 runs to win thanks to brilliant contributions by skipper Themba Bavuma in the opening innings and then a 249 partnership between him and youngster Tristan Stubbs.
So I think a lot's got to be said for the confidence that they feed off and knowing that when conditions are really good, that we have the ability to get hundreds. And it's really satisfying to know that. And then obviously you couple that with some of the coaching. But yeah, I think the confidence is probably the biggest thing for me. And then obviously the conditions are always in play.
Left arm fast bowler and player of the match, Marco Jansen, the destroyer in Sri Lanka's record low first innings of 42, took 4 for 73 to finish with match figures of 11 wickets for 86. And then over to some rugby. The Hollywood Sharks' blood nearly ran cold as they avoided defeat against the DHL Stormers in the United Rugby Championship yesterday to earn a first win in the comp against their coastal rivals. Andre Esterhazen's try in the second half saw the Durbanites battle to a 21-15 victory at a sold-out Kings Park yesterday. Staying with rugby, the Blitzbox are through to today's quarterfinals of the Dubai Sevens after a nail-biting victory over France in their third and final match of the day in Pool A yesterday. The South Africans started the competition with a convincing win over Australia, beating them 17-0, but they faltered against Kenya 22-17. The score against France was tied 19-all at full-time, but Donovan Don scored the winning try in extra time to make the final score 24-19. South Africa will face New Zealand in the quarterfinals later this morning. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faira Crouch.